Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Joining us on the Harbor One Hotline is the man himself, Charlie Weiss, former offensive coordinator of the New England Patriots. We all love him around here. Charlie, how you been? It's Luke, Christian, and Mayo.
Oh, I'm doing very well. How about everybody up there in lovely New England?
Yeah, we're doing great, Charlie. Charlie, I don't know how you feel about the fact that they're taking your offense, your established, distinguished, historic offense, and they are scrapping it down there in Foxborough, and they're putting in a new system. What is it about your system that it was so difficult, Charlie, that they got to change it and dumb it down?
Oh, I don't think they're putting in a new system. I think that, you know, in every system, Christian, okay, there's a foundation, and then you branch off from that, or you grow from there. I mean, so, you know, there's only a handful of systems in football. I happened to grow up under the system that was called the Perkins Earhart system, who I actually worked with both those guys, both Perkins and Earhart. So I was kind of like second generation, so to speak, you know, but, you know, each person takes the system and then they get their own spin, and depending on how long they're there, it grows and grows. So now, you know, Josh is gone, you know, and they're just from my perspective, and I'm not talking to anyone there about it because I don't ask them these type of questions. But from my perspective, they're just taking it and they're putting from that, they're taking from that system the things that they like, that they think gives them the best chance based off of the personnel they have. And that's no different than when you were there. We would each, you know, we'd figure out what we had and then try to figure out how to best use that.
See, but what I'm hearing coming from guys like Trent Brown and Damian Harris is that they're simplifying it. These are their words, okay? And because they want to be able to, they feel like they can, they're not thinking as much and they can play faster. When I hear players say that, Charlie, it makes me feel like the old system was too complicated.
No, it means that the old system grew with a bunch of veteran players where you were able to do more and more. Look at when Drew was in there at quarterback, we did a lot more than when Tommy entered into the fray. But as Tommy grew, so did the offense. And really, with an offense, you make it quarterback friendly. It doesn't make a difference what offense it is. You know, you got to make it, you know, you got to make it quarterback friendly. And I think that that's what they're doing. They're trying to make this a quarterback friendly offense.
So, Charlie, I'm wondering, I was down at camp the other day, saw Bill on the offensive side of on the offensive field quite a bit. Does it surprise you to hear how involved he is with the offense this year compared to years past?
No, I think he's taken this as a challenge. You know, for those of you who don't really know Bill, I mean, when you say, you know, he's messing up or what is he doing, it just drives him more. It just motivates him even more. I mean, you get the exact opposite effect of what you think you get from him. So I think that he's not saying that he's not going to miss Josh. I mean, you know, Josh has developed into one of the best play callers in football. I mean, wasn't that from day one? But he has developed into that person. So you lose him, you're not going to just replace him with even Steven. I mean, unless you bring in somebody like O'Brien or me, like, the older guys who have already been in that system where you wouldn't miss a beat. I mean, the logical thing to do is say, okay, we're going to do this with who we have here. How is the best way for us doing this? How's the best way for us to manage this? Now, I don't know exactly how this is going to go down. I don't know who's going to do what. I've read everything that everyone said. I've listened from afar. But, you know, by the time the season rolls around, they'll have figured out a good methodology to go ahead and figure out how to do this. And if you think for one second that by you saying, well, what are they doing? All you're doing is like you're throwing fish into the tank with a shark with Belichick here. Now he's saying, go ahead and feed me with the negativity, and I'll just go ahead and use it. And Christian can laugh all he wants. He knows exactly that's exactly what he's doing too.
So, Charlie, we've heard a lot about, like, you know, Patricia possibly looks like he could be the offensive coordinator because he coached defense. He kind of knows and can help out the offense that way. So your career, great offensive coordinator. Do you think you could have been a defensive coordinator, given your knowledge how to attack defenses or offense?
I started on defense. So, you know, I came into the league on defense. I didn't come into the league on offense.
So if you went to a defensive coordinator later in your career because you know how offenses attack defenses, would you be successful a defensive coordinator?
But you were also a position coach on offense, though, Charlie, right?
Yeah, probably, but it's boring. Who wants to coach defense? I mean, real. I mean, could you coach defense? Sure, you could coach defense. If you know how to teach and you know what your system is and you know how to motivate players and teach players, you could coach on either side of the ball. Okay. But that being said, you know,
well,
I like
can you
offense.
Coach it well?
I like offense. I mean, I like attacking. I like, you know, you get to know what you're doing. The defense doesn't know what's going to happen. You get to know what's going to happen. You know, and I always like to be able to say, okay, we're going to dictate it. We're not going to let you dictate it.
But are you concerned at all? Like, you know, back year two, and the offensive coordinator would be Patricia, Judge, quarterback coach. Is there concerns with a year two quarterback with, after leaving Josh McDaniels, having these guys a little inexperienced on the offensive side?
Well, I mean, are you asking, is there going to be a drop-off? And not so much the mentality. You got very bright guys you're talking about. But is there going to be a drop-off or a tweak, you know, like a step back as far as what he was doing to what he is doing? Yeah, there's going to be, but that doesn't mean the performance is going to drop off, because I think the quarterback might be that much better this year than he was last year. You know how much development happens with bright young quarterbacks from the first year to the second year? It's like night and day. And I think that'll more than compensate for any rough edges that they have to go through.
All right, so we're talking to Charlie Weiss, Super Bowl champion, former offensive coordinator of the New England Patriots, an expert on all things Patriots offense. So with that, Charlie, let you tell me, can a offensive line coach, a guy who's responsible for coaching the offensive line during the week and during the game, can that person also be the play caller of an offense during a game? Can he wear both hats? Can he coach the offensive line during the game and call plays?
Successfully,
with that in mind.
I think it's a little rough. You know, I haven't seen very many offensive line coaches in that position. Now, you have to give me the answer because I don't know this. Who's the assistant offensive line coach?
I think it's Billy Yates.
Okay,
you remember Billy Yates, right? Yeah.
So, I mean, basically, what you'd be doing is you'd be counting. You'd have enough confidence that when the guys were on the sideline, okay, coming off the field, and you know, you're all talking on the phone, Billy can handle the initial issues that have to be handled. Why Matt is getting together with, okay, here's what happened here. Here's what we're going to do. Okay, let's pass it on to everyone. So, I mean, I think that as long as he has another guy, as a sounding board with the players, because you can't be in two places at one time. You know, you can't be getting ready for the next series and be coaching the five offensive linemen all at the same time. So there's going to have to be another set of hands and there's going to have to be another mouth involved if that's the way it plays out.
So, Charlie, we saw the violations that the NFL released that the Miami Dolphins committed in tampering with Tom Brady. At one point in 2019, when he was actively with the Patriots, what did you make of that information that came out?
Well, I shouldn't find this comical, okay? But I will say this. There's been three times, at least in the last 20 years, but there's only been three times where a team has been docked a first-round draft choice. Everything involves Tommy.
That's true.
Twice. Okay.
Yeah.
So was the Spygate, Deflategate, and now Miami Gate. You know, I mean, you know, I think that we're just looking. Okay, who's the next team that we could take a first round draft choice? You know, about Tommy. But let's look at it from Tommy's perspective. I mean, you're setting up if it is what they say it is, because we don't really know the story, but based off of what we hear. Okay, you're still up there in New England, and the owner calls you up and says, you know, we'd like to get you down here, and with you can play here and then be part owner of this team. Well, it's kind of flattering, don't you think?
Hmm.
Okay, but at the end of the day, that never happened. So we really don't really know. We don't know exactly all the ins and outs, everything they had. We saw what went down, and you know, it's serious stuff when you start, you know, going talking when there's rules that you can't tamper with another team's coaches or another team's players as far as trying to recruit them to come. You know, there's rules, and there's obviously repercussions that come from those rules. So I'm assuming that when they're docking a first-round draft choice and a third-round draft choice and hitting them for $1.5 million with one guy, another $500,000 with the other guy, there must be some pretty good proof that those things actually happened.
Justin, Charlie, we appreciate the time. Always a pleasure talking to you. Wish you the best, and hopefully we talk to you soon. Appreciate it.
I hope it's a little cooler up there than it is down here, because it is piping down here.
It's just like an oven up here also.
It's an oven. We got a little rain now. Hopefully we can cool it off, so we're good.
All right, thanks, Charlie.
All right, take care.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.